The bakers of Slow Bake Wonder Bread and Hostess Cupcakes present Pretty Kitty Kelly. Where is Kitty Kelly? We know that she and her girlfriend, Bunny Wilson, have been captured by the mysterious Onomati and her confederate Pablo, that they hold the girls captive in a deserted Indian village within the Everglades, and that Kitty has been drugged. Pursuing a succession of strange clues to the abandoned Indian village upon the discovery that the girls are missing, Mr. and Mrs. Welby and a party of rescuers have found Bunny bound and gagged. But the whereabouts of Kitty herself, we still do not know. In the dimly lit hut, we hear Mrs. Welby asking,
"But where's Kathleen? She's nowhere in here."
"Bunny can tell us what happened. Wait until they get that gag out of her mouth."
"Gage, got a knife? Can't get this knot loose at all."
"Oh, what have they done with Kathleen?"
But first, many women who are overweight often wish for some magic way that would take ugly fat off their arms and hips and legs at the rate of a pound or two a day. But your own doctor will tell you how important it is to adopt a safe, sane way to reduce. That's why I wish you would ask your physician about this sensible way of losing extra pounds. Here's a way to lose ugly fat that's so simple, you'll almost laugh at it. Yet, don't laugh till you try it. See if you aren't also convinced that it is the only intelligent way to regain the slender, attractive figure that men admire. Here are the three things you do. First, exercise moderately each day. For instance, go dancing. Walk a little more. Second, avoid the richer, fattening foods. Third, avoid all weakening feeling. Keep up your stamina and energy by eating 4 to 6 slices of wheat bread a day. The exercise and the avoidance of fattening foods take the weight off. The bread keeps you feeling great. Try the kind that women everywhere are greeting with cheers. Wonder Wheat Bread. Women everywhere acclaim Wonder Wheat Bread. It hasn't the harsh, dry taste which so many women dislike in whole wheat. To the contrary, Wonder Wheat Bread brings the full, rich flavor of specially selected sun-ripened wheat, scientifically blended exclusively by us to make it light, easy to digest. Why not start regaining an attractive, slender figure today? Remember the three things. 1, exercise moderately. 2, avoid rich, fattening foods. 3, eat Wonder Wheat Bread to keep up your energy and pep. Ask for a loaf of Wonder Wheat Bread today.
Now back to Kitty's story. It's about 8 o'clock at night as we join the anxious searching party at the rude hut in the abandoned Indian village. While flashlights play across Bunny's tear-stained, weary face, Major Stender and his henchman, Gink DeGilio, endeavor to loosen the gag that binds her mouth, while Mr. and Mrs. Welby and Madame Ouellette watch impatiently. Major Stender speaks.
"I can get her loose now, Gink. Couple of ropes around her arms and legs."
"Sure, boss. Boy, they got her tied up all right."
"Just a minute now, Bunny. I'll have you loose in a minute."
"Oh, hurry, Major Stender, hurry."
"Yes, the poor child's in agony. Here, Phyllis, hold the flashlight a minute."
"Oh, we've got to find out what happened to Kathleen. Oh, I hope she'll be able to tell us."
"Now I've got it. Now, wait. It's caught between her teeth."
"Can I help you?"
Here, I'll hold her head a second. There."
"Oh, Bunny. Bunny, where's Kathleen?"
"Where's Kitty, Bunny? What happened to her?"
She's in there."
"Where? Where?"
"There's another room in there."
"Over there, Major Stender. I can see the doorway now. Phyllis, you and Madame Ouellette stay here with Bunny. Come along, Major."
"I think you stay here."
"Okay."
"Stand over by the front door. That blowgun expert might come back here and try to murder us all. We can't take any chances."
"Yeah, sure, Major. Just as soon as I get these ropes off her leg."
"Go ahead, Mr. Welby.
Bring the light so that we can see you."
"Gink, better give your life to Mrs. Welby."
"Okay."
"Come on, Mr. Welby."
"Door's open. Shine your light in here." "Don't see anything in here, do you?" "I say,
what's that long wicker hamper? Looks like a coffin."
"Looks much like the one they brought that man to your house in. Look, Major. There's someone in it. Kathleen.
Great guns. Is she all right?"
"Kathleen. Kathleen. She's unconscious. She's alive. I can feel her pulse. She's unconscious."
"Good Lord, look. Look at her forehead."
"What's that?" "The circle with the two lines through it."
"The same mark that Anna has and Pablo."
"It's clay. Something of the sort. Look, the mark remains. Even when I brushed the clay away."
"They did this, Anna and Pablo. It must have been Pablo who knocked out my chauffeur and stole my car." "Well, we noticed that smell."
"What did you say?"
"Sort of a sickly, sweetish smell. Kitty's been drugged.
Edward, have you found her?
Yes, but she's over here.
Oh, Kathleen. Oh, Edward, she's not dead.
No, she's alive, for this. She's unconscious.
I think she's been drugged, Mrs. Ruffy. You know that heavy, sweet smell in here? It's from some drug, I'm sure.
Look, Phyllis. Look at the mark on her forehead.
Oh, that's the same mark Anna has on her forehead. What does it mean?
Well, I'm sure it means that Anna and this chap called Pablo are responsible for what happened to the girls today.
As to what other significance it has, I know no more than you do.
What's that she's in?
Seems to be some kind of a hamper. There's the lid for it lying over there on the table. Now, what's that?
What is it, Major Stender?
Well, I'll... Mr. Welby. Mrs. Welby, look at this.
What is it, Major Stender?
Hey, you suppose they were going to ship Kitty away?
What are you talking about?
Look at this label fastened on the lid of the hamper.
Hmm. To Mr. O.S. Kissin, Rio Claro, Essequibo County, British Guiana, South America. Now, whatever...
Edward, this must be what the old Earl's warning meant. He was in British Guiana.
Now, don't let your imagination run away with you, sir.
But,
come, let's get Kathleen out of here into the other room, and we can see what Bunny can tell us about all this. Give me a hand, Major Stender.
No, I'll pick her up and carry her out, Mr. Murphy. Here, take my flashlight.
Right. All right. Wait, I want that tag off the hamper, too, just for record. Has Bunny said anything for us, sir, about what happened?
She hasn't been able to talk, Edward. She's in agony. They had her tied up so tightly.
Yeah, stop the circulation, probably. You'll be all right in a little while. Can I help you, Major Stender?
No, no, I can carry you very easily, Wilby. Keep the light on the floor so that I don't stumble.
Go ahead. Go ahead, Fitters. Let's get back to the others. Watch out, Major. The doorway is narrow.
How is Bunny, Mademoiselle?
I've been trying to rub her arms to restore circulation. She's getting some color back in her face. I think she'll be all right.
I'll be all right.
Major Stender, you'd better put Kathleen on that cot over there.
Is Kit all right?
We think she is, Bunny. I won't try to move.
They doctor.
You'd better see what you can do to Kathleen, Phyllis.
Edward, Bunny says they did drug Kathleen.
Mm.
We'll just have to wait until she awakens.
Are you all right, Bunny? Can you tell us what happened?
Just a minute, Miss Welby.
You'll have to wait, Mr. Welby. She's worn out.
Of course, of course. I say she should have a drink. Maybe the Major has a flask with him.
Have you been going out there, Jane? Don't hear a sound, Major. You scared him off, I guess, with the rascal.
How's the Bunny, Madame Ouellette?
She's better, Major Stender.
Oh, the pins and needles are all for me.
That's the blood circulating again. Do you happen to have any brandy with you, Major? She needs a stimulant.
No, I don't, Mr. Welby.
Too bad. We should have thought of it before we started. Think you can talk now, my dear? What happened? Yeah. Awfully anxious to hear.
How's Kitty?
Mrs. Welby's looking after her. Now, how is Kathleen, Phyllis?
I can't find anything wrong with her, Edward. No bruises or anything. She's stirring a little, too. I think she'll awake soon.
Hey, boy.
Now, what is it?
Wait, the chauffeur's outside. He thinks there's somebody sneaking around the place.
Get him in here. Everybody must stay in here. Turn out the flashlights. We don't want them shooting any more, Doctor.
Okay, I'll get him right away.
Best thing to we better do to get back to Miami right away.
Depends on what Bunny has to tell us. We may want to look around here some more.
There's nothing here. Anna slipped
out
and may as well clear out.
It was Anna and that chap Pablo, wasn't it, Bunny?
Yeah. He got all the Major Stender's car somehow. We didn't notice he was driving it. We didn't find out until we was halfway out here. He was locked in the car. Anna was waiting here for us.
Did tell you why she kidnapped the two of you?
No.
Hey, boss.
Now, what's the matter now?
It's found our car.
What?
Yes, parked behind one of the other shacks. He's been nosing around outside.
Well, get him in here. Does he want to be murdered?
Well, there's no more noise out there now. Wade thinks he heard an owl or something.
Let's get back to Miami, Major Stender. I'll feel safer when we get the girls back home again.
Maybe that's what we'd better do.
Kathleen seems to be breathing more deeply now. I think she'll be waking soon.
Oh, just one thing. This paper, Danny. Did you see this?
What is it, Mr. Robbins?
It's a label addressed to Mr. O.S. Kissin, Rio Claro, Essequibo County, British Guiana.
Oh, Jesus. I think that was the paper I seen on a print this afternoon.
Yes.
On a large wicker hamper in the next room. They had Kathleen in it.
Oh.
Did they say anything to give you an idea what they were going to do with her, Bunny?
Well, I don't know, Mr. Robbins. They tied me up and then they dealt Kitty. Carried her in the other room.
Mm.
And that big fellow with her, Pablo, didn't offer an argument, but it was all in Spanish, and I did so much screaming and yelling, they finally gagged me. I was never asleep after that. I don't know what happened to me. When I woke up, it was dark out. They were both gone.
You'd better not try to talk anymore now, Miss Wilson. Here, lean against me.
Yes, sir. Save your strength, Bunny. You can tell us the whole story when we get home. Oh, Major Stender, let us stop that for Miami.
I'll have Bert bring the car around. Gin can drive the other one back.
Phyllis, we're going to start back to the hotel. Major Stender can take Kitty.
You'd better wake sooner, Bert. She's staring so much.
I just
said... Hey, where are you going? Again, who is it?
It's that dame, that Adam. I just saw her run back in front of the shack.
What? Johnny Joe, let's get her and catch her if you can. Phyllis, you and Meadow, let's stay here with the girls. I'll be right back.
Do you think you'll be able to walk the car, Bunny?
Hey, look out! She set the shack on fire! What? The shack's on fire!
Get those women out of there. It's grass. It'll go up like tissue paper.
Phyllis, Bunny, Madame Moulette, the shack's on fire. Get out of there!
Oh, no!
Look out, Mr. Welby. Oh. I'll go in and get Kitty. Right. Turn on one of those flashlights, somebody, so that I can see.
Oh, here we are, Major Stender. Get Kathleen. Get Kathleen.
You must try to walk, Bunny.
I can't do it. I can't.
Oh, help me. Help me somewhere.
Will you get Kathleen, Major Stender?
Yes, I've got it. Keep that flashlight on. Dink.
Yeah?
Get in here and get Bunny.
Okay, I'm coming, Major.
Over here. Over here.
All right, here. Look out. Give it to me. All right. Here you go, girlie. Uh-huh. Go on, lady. Get out of here before that roof falls in on us. It's nothing but grass and twigs.
Did you get Bunny? Where's Madame Moulette?
I'm coming, Mr. Welby.
All right, I got the other one. Get away from this place. It'll be falling to pieces in another minute.
Carry Bunny right over to the car. There it is. Okay.
Oh, is Bunny all right?
Here, I got her right here, Mrs. Welby. Oh. Look out, will you please, Major, so I can get her in the car?
Oh.
Oh, you'll be all right, Bunny. Just a minute.
Hey, boss, look. There's that Anna again. Quick, can you get a shot at her?
She won't get away this time.
Are you sure that the bread you pay out your good money for is the best bread you can buy? Has it the finest texture, the most tempting fragrance, and the most delicious flavor? To date, more than 500,000 women who wanted to be sure they were serving their family the best bread have taken the time to make the amazing compare-all test at their food store. Actually, 525,000 women compared all good breads for texture, fragrance, and flavor. And an average of 89 out of every 100 women have judged slow-baked Wonder Bread to be the best bread of all. So if you haven't tried Wonder Bread, the slow-baked bread, why not pick up a loaf at your food store today? Notice how tender and fresh it feels. And when you open the wrapper of your loaf of Wonder Bread at home, just notice its rich, wheaty fragrance and grand flavor. Remember, Wonder Bread costs no more. Yet it is absolutely fresh and brings you the three extra features of better texture, better fragrance, and better flavor.
Edward, what's the meaning of it all?
That fire was a desperate act of a madwoman, Phyllis. Anna must realize that her schemes, whatever they are, can never succeed.
Is Mr. Welby right? Has Kitty seen the last of Anna? But what of that mark on Kitty's forehead? Tomorrow, be sure to hear the next episode in the thrilling life story of the beautiful golden-haired Irish girl, Pretty Kitty Kelly.